Ashwini Nakshatra, frame of reference pattern. Have you ever met someone who makes decisions instantly without needing reassurance from others? Or someone who, no matter how confident they seem, still looks for external validation before committing to a choice? This difference in decision-making is shaped by the frame of reference pattern. Whether someone is internally referenced, trusting their own judgment, or externally referenced, seeking confirmation, approval, or societal cues before making a decision. Ashwini Nakshatra, known for its instinctive, rapid decision-making, naturally leans toward internal referencing, but planetary placements in the 4th and 10th houses can shift how they process and validate their choices. If the sun is in the 4th house in Ashwini, decision-making becomes deeply internalized, shaped by their inner world, personal values, and emotional core, rather than external influences. They act based on what feels right to them, often tuning out public expectations. Their confidence is rooted in their personal experiences and upbringing, making them fiercely independent in their decision-making. But if the sun moves to the 10th house, the reference frame shifts outward. They start considering how their choices impact their public image, career, and authority. Their decisions are still self-driven, but they become aware of the social and professional consequences of their actions, making them more strategic and reputation conscious. If Venus is in the 4th house in Ashwini, their reference frame is internally emotional, meaning they make choices based on how something makes them feel rather than logical validation. They don't require external approval, but they seek inner balance, harmony, and personal fulfillment before making a move. They may be drawn to comfort, beauty, or emotionally resonant choices, acting based on how a decision aligns with their personal happiness. But if Venus is in the 10th house, their focus shifts outward. They start making decisions that enhance their social appeal, career influence, and public recognition. They still follow their instincts, but now they evaluate how their choices impact their relationships, reputation, and aesthetic presentation in the world. Now, if Rahu is placed in the 4th house in Ashwini, their decision-making becomes highly internalized but restless, meaning they rely on their own judgment but also second-guess themselves frequently. They may feel an intense need to rebel against their upbringing or conditioning, leading to impulsive decisions that are driven by a desire for independence rather than external influence. But if Rahu, who is in the 10th house, the frame of reference becomes externally focused, making them obsessed with career success, public status, and societal validation. They may feel a strong compulsion to prove themselves to the world, constantly pushing for greater recognition, influence, and professional dominance. What happens when Ketu lands in the 4th house in Ashwini? Their reference frame becomes internally detached, meaning they make decisions without emotional baggage or the need for validation. They trust their instincts completely, often acting without concern for tradition, societal expectations, or even personal consequences. Their choices may appear impulsive or detached, but they operate from an inner sense of knowing. If Ketu is in the 10th house, their decision-making shifts to external detachment. They may rise in career or social status, but feel disconnected from ambition or public recognition. Unlike Rahu, which craves external success, Ketu disregards it, making them indifferent to authority, status, or validation from society. Ashwini's strength lies in their ability to move quickly, relying on gut instinct rather than overthinking. Whether they are internally referenced and trust their own impulses, or externally influenced and shaped by social factors, they will always be pioneers, acting first, leading the way, and shaping reality through action, rather than hesitation. Ashwini Nakshatra, action preference. Have you ever met someone who jumps into action before others have even processed what's happening? They don't sit back and analyze. They act first, think later. Ashwini Nakshatra thrives on motion, speed, and instinctive decision-making, but the way they prefer to take action, whether impulsive, calculated, structured, or exploratory, depends heavily on planetary placements and house positions. If Mars is placed in the 5th house in Ashwini, action becomes spontaneous, playful, and competitive. They are driven by passion, creativity, and the desire to express their dominance through risk-taking behaviors. Whether in sports, entrepreneurship, or creative fields, they don't wait for the right time. They take immediate action based on excitement and gut instinct. But if Mars moves to the eighth house, action becomes more strategic, secretive, and transformational. They don't act openly. They wait for the perfect moment to strike, ensuring maximum impact. Their moves may appear sudden, but they have been planned beneath the surface. If Saturn is in the second house in Ashwini, action preference becomes deliberate and calculated. Unlike Mars-driven placements, Saturn in this house makes them patient with execution, but relentless in long-term achievement. They take careful, methodical steps, ensuring every move is sustainable. If Saturn is in the 11th house, action is structured around networking, influence, and systematic expansion. They won't act alone. They prefer to align themselves with power structures, making slow but steady progress toward their vision. If Mercury is in the 6th house in Ashwini, action is driven by logic, adaptability, and quick problem solving. They react fast, move dynamically, and prefer mental agility over brute force. In business or daily routines, they thrive in fast-changing environments where quick responses are needed. If Mercury moves to the 12th house, action becomes subtle, indirect, and psychologically driven. They may avoid direct confrontation, choosing instead to manipulate events behind the scenes or take action in ways that are not immediately visible to others. What happens when Rahu lands in the 9th house in Ashwini? Action becomes expansion-focused, boundary-breaking, and risk-heavy. They take giant leaps instead of careful steps, pushing into uncharted territories, foreign lands, radical philosophies, or unconventional career paths. They don't follow rules. They invent their own, taking action based on vision rather than existing structures. But if Rahu moves to the 3rd house, action becomes obsessively driven towards skill building, information gathering, and direct confrontation. They push limits through aggressive communication, constant learning, and the desire to master any field through relentless effort. Now, if Ketu is in the 7th house in Ashwini, action takes on a detached, instinctive quality. They don't overthink partnerships or negotiations. They act with an innate knowing, often withdrawing from commitments as soon as they've achieved their goal. If Ketu is in the 10th house, action becomes nonlinear, unpredictable, and detached from societal ambition. They may rise to high positions without consciously trying or take action without seeking recognition. Unlike Rahu, which craves external success, Ketu in Ashwini acts without attachment, often making moves that seem confusing to others but are internally clear to them. Ashwini's strength is in their instinctive ability to act before hesitation sets in. Whether they are impulsive warriors, calculated strategists, quick thinkers, or detached movers, their speed, confidence, and ability to initiate make them unstoppable forces. Their challenge? Learning when to pause, when to refine, and when their action needs to be sharpened for long-term impact. Ashwini Nakshatra, operational styles, options versus procedures. Have you ever noticed how some people thrive on variety, constantly shifting between different possibilities, while others prefer structured routines, following a clear step-by-step process? The way a person operates in the world, whether through flexible, open-ended choices or structured, methodical execution, comes down to their operational style in NLP. Ashwini Nakshatra is naturally fast-moving, instinctive, and action-oriented, but depending on planetary placements and house positions, their preference for options, flexibility, or procedures, step-by-step structures, can vary. If Jupiter is in the 9th house in Ashwini, they operate with a strong options-based mindset. They don't like rigid systems. They prefer expansion, freedom, and the ability to pivot when new ideas or opportunities arise. You'll see them bouncing between different projects, learning multiple things at once, and seeking adventure over strict discipline. They thrive in careers or lifestyles where they can explore, travel, and constantly reinvent themselves. If Jupiter is in the 4th house, however, this options-driven mindset becomes emotionally or spiritually focused. They are constantly exploring different belief systems, changing homes or family structures, or shifting perspectives on personal security. If Saturn is in the 10th house in Ashwini, the operational style leans heavily toward procedures. These individuals succeed when they follow structured plans, long-term roadmaps, and step-by-step growth strategies. They don't rush into things like the typical Ashwini energy would suggest. They build carefully, ensuring that each move is strategic and contributes to a larger vision. But if Saturn moves to the 3rd house, this structured style applies to communication, skill building, and intellectual efforts. They learn systematically, develop expertise through practice, and prefer a methodical approach to mastering new subjects, rather than jumping from one skill to another. If Mercury is placed in the 7th house in Ashwini, operational preferences become highly options-oriented, especially in relationships and business dealings. They love variety, adaptability, and the ability to shift between different perspectives. They don't lock into one rigid way of handling partnerships. They constantly assess possibilities, explore new angles, and shift their approach based on what's most effective in the moment. If Mercury is placed in the 2nd house, however, they become procedural in matters of finance, speech, and knowledge acquisition. They prefer structured learning, financial planning, and communication that follows logical steps rather than spontaneous bursts. Now, if Rahu is in the 5th house in Ashwini, operational style becomes highly options-driven, creative, and risk-taking. They thrive in environments where they can explore different creative projects, take risks, and experiment with unconventional approaches. They resist systems that feel restrictive, preferring to operate in multiple directions at once. If Rahu shifts to the 6th house, however, their approach becomes more procedural in work, discipline, and problem solving. They become obsessed with structuring their routines, mastering systems, and organizing their life through structured workflows. If Ketu is in the 12th house in Ashwini, operational style becomes detached and intuitive, flowing between both options and procedures depending on what feels right at the moment. They don't consciously follow a method. They act based on instinct, moving between different paths without attachment to a particular structure. But if Ketu is in the 8th house, their procedural style becomes hidden, deeply investigative, and focused on unraveling mysteries through nonlinear processes. They don't follow conventional steps, but they do have an internal process of discovery that guides them through life's transformations. Ashwini Nakshatra's natural instinct is to act fast, but whether they thrive in structured environments or need constant flexibility depends on planetary placements. Some Ashwini natives will jump from one possibility to another, fueled by the thrill of new experiences, while others will follow a carefully crafted plan, ensuring steady long-term success. The key is knowing when to embrace their spontaneous nature and when to refine it into a powerful, structured force for lasting impact.